The Atlanta Barbecue Festival is happening at Atlantic Station Friday and Saturday.
Shane, with Metro Atlanta having so many different barbecue festivals during the year, it's easy to get one confused with the other. What really makes this one stand out?
Well, I think part of it is that it's sort of right in the middle of town. You know, so many of the barbecue festivals are out in suburbia and in various places even further out. This is only the fifth annual. They haven't been doing this for very long, but it's proven very, very successful. And, you know, since Atlanta, you know, doesn't really seem to have like a barbecue style, the great thing about this festival is that they will have people from all over. So no matter what style of barbecue you like, you know, Kansas City, Carolinas, there are tons of them, and you can probably sample most of them here at the Atlanta Barbecue Festival.
And Shane, like any self-respecting barbecue festival, one day is not enough.
No, definitely not. And this one starts on Friday night, or actually Friday afternoon, about 4 o'clock. And it'll continue on till 10, and then the next day it starts up again at noon and goes to 8 p.m.
Shane, coming up next Tuesday, I understand quite a music event not to be missed.
Yeah, Phosphorescent. It sounds like a band, and I guess it sort of is, but it's primarily the work of one guy, Matthew Houck, who is an Alabama native. And he's been around for a little while. He has a new album called Muchacho, which has been a huge critical success.
Some say love isn't a burning thing, that it makes the fire ring.
It's an indie rock sort of thing, but he's very much an Americana artist, I think. It's got a little of that country flavor, but it has this sort of rustic feel to it. But then it brings in this sort of indie rock sensibility about it. That's a great thing, to take something, you know, as traditional as roots music and then put a little twist on it. And he's also a really great songwriter.
Disfigure me.
And Shane, he's performing at a venue that we don't hear much about.
Yeah, it's still a fairly new venue. It's been around, I guess, a couple of years. But, you know, a lot of people may not know about it still. It's called Terminal West. You know where the King Plow Arts Center is? That's basically where it is.
Over
there near where Actors Express is and all of that. He's playing there on Tuesday night, and the show starts at about 9 o'clock, and the tickets are $15 to $18.
Shane, with today's conversation, returns our occasional series, Day Tripper, and I understand we're heading north again.
Yes, we are, to Blairsville. I love Blairsville. It's a really great little city. If you go through on the four-lane highway, you might not recognize all of its charms. I mean, the scenery, no matter what, is beautiful because it's surrounded by mountains. Actually, nearby is Brasstown Bald, which is the highest point in Georgia. But if you go through on the four-lane, you know, there are the usual strip malls and all of that stuff. But you need to get off of the highway to see its real charms. It has a little town square, and it has some beautiful old buildings. And nearby, they have Lake Nodley. And, of course, Brasstown Bald, Vogel State Park, which is a beautiful place. So, yeah, Blairsville is a great town, and there's so many things to do all around it. In particular, this weekend, they're having the Mountain Music and Arts and Crafts Festival. And this is music that came down out of the mountains.
Raw.
And, you know,
beautiful
bluegrass, sort of old-time country string band music that it still has a little dirt on its root.
Georgia Brown's in Tennessee. Yes, Georgia Brown's in Tennessee.
And it's really not that far, just a little over 2 hours drive, and you're there.
Shane, a beautiful neck of the woods to leave our conversation in. Blairsville today, thank you so much for the budget-friendly events and our Day Tripper segment. We look forward to having you back with us next Thursday. For more information about anything we've discussed, you can find details with links at wabe.org/citycafe.
Georgia Brown, North Carolina. Oh, Georgia Brown, North Carolina. Georgia Brown.